So let's review. The Gemara continues discussing halachas of mashkanta, a property pledge as security for a loan. Stam mashkanta, shata. The minimum pledge is for 1 year. Therefore, e'achala shata matzi misalaklei, v'iloi loi matzi misalaklei. Even where the custom is for the borrower to retain the right to redeem his property before the debt is due, he can only do so after 1 year. The Gemara explains that the expression mashkanta is derived from the words d'shchu negabei, it dwells by the lender. And nafkimina ladina de bametzra. If the borrower wishes to sell the property, the lender has first rights because he is considered the closest neighbor. The Gemara proceeds to rule on various business arrangements which are problematic due to issues of ribbis. Les hilchasa kishtari mechazanoi. The documents common in mechuzah are not acceptable. The Gemara explains, dezakfi lei l'ravcha karen nevechasav lebishtara. They invest money with merchants and include their share of the expected profit in the loan document, thus guaranteeing their profit. This is problematic because miyemer dehava ravcha, there may not be any profit and the additional payment will be ribbis. The Gemara relates, amemer avir hachi, v'chi asu l'kamei mehemen lehu. Amemer would write such daras, but trusted the merchant to say that there were no profits and would then not take the additional payment. Nevertheless, the Gemara says that it is still unacceptable, because ishachi v'nafo shtar kamei yasmi mai. If he died, his heirs might use the document to collect the additional payment, even if there were no profits. Les helchasa kechachir narshai. The lease agreements practiced in Narsha are not acceptable. The Gemara explains, Mashkin leplanya ari leplanya v'hadur chachar minei. The Levi would pledge his property to the Malva and then lease it back from him. This is problematic because people will question Emas kana de akne nahalei. They will assume the property never left the Levi's possession and that the produce paid to the Malva is interest on the loan. However, ha'idno kokas v'hachi kinyana minei v'shehina kama idne v'hadur chachar. Nowadays, they wait a certain period before leasing it and rely on this to demonstrate that the field is leased and they're not paying interest. They allowed this leniency kadeshle tinel delis b'fnei lavin in order to facilitate loans. However, the Gemara concludes, lav milsehi, this is not sufficient and forbidden. The Mishnah now discusses the halachas regulating iska. As the Gemara in Daf Kav Dalet states, hach iska palga milva upalga pigadon. When a merchant agrees to sell someone else's merchandise in exchange for half the profits, half the merchandise is considered a loan, and the other half a deposit, and thus they also share in any losses. Therefore, nimtza mis'asik b'chetze shabal habayis b'schar hamtanis mois hamilva. He is servicing the investor by selling his half of the merchandise in exchange for the loan, and this constitutes ribbis. The Mishnah discusses how to rectify this situation. Zok the Mishnah, ein meshivin chemini lemechtze schar. It is forbidden to give a shopkeeper merchandise to sell in exchange for half the profits. And it is also forbidden to invest money with a merchant in exchange for half the profits, because the service the investor receives is considered interest in exchange for the loan. LMK, unless the investor also pays the active partner a fair wage for his services. Similarly, ein meshivin tarnegolin lemechtze, vein shaman agolin v'syachin lemechtze. It is forbidden to supply a farmer with eggs to hatch or young cattle to be raised in exchange for half the profits if they are assessed at the outset, because their being assessed indicates that the farmer is responsible for half the possible losses. Therefore, their joint venture is under the terms of iska, as described earlier, and is part loan, which raises the issue of ribbis. Elam Kain, noisn l'schar amolui mazaynei, unless the investor pays him wages for working with his shear and supplies half the animal feed. However, the Mishnah continues, Avo mekablin agolin v'syachin lemechtze. The farmer may accept young cattle if they are not assessed, because in this case he does not share in any loss, and so we do not view it as part loan. The Mishnah concludes, Umagadlin eisen atchiyu mishaloshin v'chamar atchatei toyenis. The agreement customarily lasts until the cattle reach a third of their growth, and until the donkeys can bear a burden, and neither can retract from the arrangement before this time. The Gemara cites Machlekes as to the minimum wages required. Schari mishalom, he must pay him a full wage. Kapoyel batel, shalaisa malacha de batel minei. Depending on his previous employment, we evaluate the appropriate salary one would accept to do business instead of manual labor. Bein meruba bein mu'ud, they can agree to any wages. Afel lo tavel imoy el betzir. V'lo ochel imoy el gregris achas, zeu schari. Any nominal benefit is sufficient to be considered his wage. A related machlokes in the Braisa, the Tanakhama says, "Ein shaman lo yaseizim v'lo yasrechelim v'lo kol davar sheino oisa v'oichel lemechsa." One may not give a herdsman goats and sheep to be raised in exchange for half the profits. Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda Omer, "Shaman yaseizim m'mneisha chalvois v'yasrechelim m'mneisha geizes v'shaitfes umartos." This arrangement is permitted because he gets to keep their milk or wool. The Gemara explains that the Tanakhama agrees that Giza v'chalav sipik l'schar amala umazoyne. The wool or milk is sufficient wages for his services, but not anything less than that, because he holds schari mishalim, he must receive full wages. However, Beis Behuda holds that even b'nisyevi v'tusri, even the whey and the little wool that is shed is sufficient, because he holds afil loy tovali ma'ele b'tzir zeru schari. Any nominal benefit is sufficient. Similarly, a Braisa states, Maskeres isha l'chaverta tanagulis b'shnei afreichen. A woman may rent her hens to sit on the eggs of her friend in exchange for a set price of two chicks. However, isha sh'amr l'chaverta tanagulis sh'aliyu beitzim sh'alechi v'ani v'at nachlik b'afreichen. If they agree to divide the chicks equally, Rehuda matev Reb Shimon Oyser. Rehuda allows this arrangement because ikka beitzim muzaris. She keeps any spoiled eggs that do not hatch. And he holds, any nominal benefit is sufficient. While Reb Shimon forbids it because he holds schar mishalim, she must receive full wages. Gemara cites another braisa. Malkum shenogu lahalis schar kasef lemois lebehema malin, ve'emishanim emenig abedina. When undertaking an iska, one must conform to the local custom to pay additional wages for raising newborn animals, because meitzin machnisin al kesefai, they need to be carried on one's shoulders to and from the pasture. The braisa continues. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer, shaman egel im imoy v'syach im imoy, v'afel b'makom shenagu lahalis schar kasav lemois. Even where such a custom is prevalent, one does not pay wages for an animal that accompanies its mother, because nimshach acher imoy. It usually follows its mother and ikka glolam. The animal's dung suffices as compensation for the few occasions when he does carry it. However, the Tanakhama holds glolam afkuri mafkalahu. The dung is ownerless and is not considered wages, therefore he must be paid even for animals that usually follow their mother. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, halacha k'Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, halacha k'Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Apparently he ruled that even a nominal benefit permits such arrangements. However, the Gemara explains, lav hilchasa itmar elishita itmar. Rav Nachman was not ruling on this question, but merely pointing out that these three shared the same opinion. The Gemara offers a method of permissible iska without paying wages. Either ipalga ba'agar treitilsi behefsit, they share the profits equally, but the investor takes responsibility for two-thirds of any losses. Therefore, only one-third of the capital is a loan entitling him to one-third of the profits, and the additional one-sixth profit is payment for his services. Or ipalga behefsit treitilsi ba'agar, they share equally in the losses, but the manager receives two-thirds of the profit. Therefore, half the capital is a loan, and additional one-sixth profit is payment for his services.